to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to episode 9 of the Draft Doctors. My name's John Crockett and joining me again, Steve Fizz. Welcome, Steve.
Salutations, listeners.
Well, been a big Monday with the Super Bowl won and run by the old Denver Broncos. Good to see them get a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning probably going out with as a Super Bowl winner.
That arm was like limper than one of my 2-minute noodles that I ate for lunch today.
It was a bit of a soggy noodle in the end.
Yeah,
not a hell of a lot of news going around in the football world. Just a few clubs starting their intra-club matches, where Steph Martin sent shivers through the fantasy world. If you read the article, that injured, but it's all good. He just got his head split open in a contest, so he's all good. Just stapled it up and he's right to go. Saw an article today that Harley Bunnell was in rehab. That also scared the crap out of me, but clicked on the link. No, he's only still in the rehab group, so not too sure when he's going to play NAB Cup, if he will, but we'll wait and see.
You didn't give me time to push the alarm button on that. I see Harley Bunnell in rehab, and I'm terrifying.
It is terrifying. But in good news, Fife is up and running and dominating, apparently, so going up everyone's ranking boards, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
And also, Kurt Tippett, he's come out and said he prefers to play in the ruck, which I am very excited about. Looking forward to grabbing him.
And much like Fife went up my rankings boards, when I heard that Tippett news, Callum Sinclair just came back a little bit.
Cold winter's day.
Yeah.
All right, so apparently we got another review this week, Steve.
Yeah, we got a great iTunes review from a listener, Super Yob. Really speaks to our demographic and ourselves, no. It says, awesome. What a great job the guys are doing. Funny, informative, and very easy to listen to. Can't wait for my weekly fix. Keep up the great job, fellas.
So thanks for that, Super Yob.
Yeah, and thanks to all the listeners. Like, really, we've seen the numbers on our Twitter and Facebook, and on our downloads, we're getting a lot more. We really appreciate all the retweets, likes, questions, just everything. That's what makes a better show.
Yeah, and if please do go onto iTunes or the podcast, drop us a review. It takes 30 seconds, 5-star rating, and it helps us go up. Please do it. So if you do want to follow us, head over to Twitter. We are at the Draft Doctors. Hit the follow button there. See a lot of content being dropping. Or go to facebook.com/the Draft Doctors. Hit the like button.
And we're seeing our rankings are actually starting to pop up finally on Facebook.
After many of a plethora of injuries and whatnot, we've had to re-rank. So we've got the forwards and rucks up over the weekend, and we'll certainly have the midfielders and defenders by the NAB Cup starting next week. Also, if you want to drop us an email, just head over to drop us an email at thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. And also, we got an interesting question on Twitter over the weekend.
Yeah, we try to answer our questions as quickly as possible, but we got a really, really interesting question. Well, two questions actually from @JimGnarly. The quick easy one is, he's tossing up between Liam Shields and Mitch Duncan, Jono. Who do you like?
Which format we're talking here?
Well, we didn't say, so.
Oh, well, I'd say Liam Shields for both.
Both?
I like him in both.
I kind of like Shields definitely in Dream Team formats, but I'd probably roll the dice on Mitch Duncan in Supercoach if that's what league Jim was playing in. But the question pertains to keeper leagues, and he's asking, what is the fairest way to do a keeper league? They run a league where what they do is they keep one player who was drafted after pick 100. They only keep him for that next year.
And that's a 10-man team they're playing as well.
Yeah. But what happens is someone in their league's drafted Montagna, he says, or Monty. I assume it's Montagna from the wording Monty. We know Montagna's changed to a forward this year, or dual position, from just a pure mid. So obviously his value is extremely high and it hasn't cost him any draft picks. And he just wants to know what's a fairer way to do it. What are your thoughts on that?
It's very hard to actually know. But there's two sides to it, really. Suck it up and whatnot. Or if he's got someone like a Matthew Boyd or a Jared McVay pick later, then he's going to get an upside. It's ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Someone who's got Dane Swan, okay, you're going to last year you would have predominantly played him as a forward, I would imagine.
Yeah.
He's a pure mid this year, so
yeah,
you lose there. But if you had Boyd as well, he's now defence, so he wins.
Well, so, yeah, like we're saying, like they do it after pick 100, so Dane Swan, they're probably not there. But like Jared McVay and Matthew Boyd, they probably were after pick 100. They've both got dual position.
Yep.
Tom Liberatore, he got injured early, was going to miss the year. Yep. You could have picked him up in round 22, probably stashed him.
Yeah, for sure.
Another
way is look at your Essendon players.
There's
probably, seven or eight, and even Ryder as well.
Maybe, yeah.
Look at them guys.
I commend the league. I think this is a really great keeper idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it's simple, it's easy, but we know with keeping players in AFL,
that's the name of the game, they will change.
The changing roles is really hard, it's something you can't help. I think if you went to your league this year and said, hey, we should change something, we should do something about this, I think that's really unfair on the guy who drafted Montagna.
Yeah, you can't actually predict.
You can't predict
that. You can't predict it.
But if you said, okay, what we want to do is maybe next year, if we draft a player who's a midfielder and they get dual position forward mid, maybe you can only play them in the position they were drafted in.
Yep.
But sometimes the system's not going to allow that if you're playing over a system. I personally think it's just luck.
Yeah, it's luck. You can't call it smart drafting either.
You can't really call it smart drafting, but we know in fantasy football that in AFL players do change positions. Yeah. So,
and it's all based on the heat maps and everything. So if you want to get ahead of the curve, I don't know if a lot of people do it, but on the AFL app, you can actually watch where their heat maps are and sort of predict for next season of just a rough idea of where they're going to play.
Well, you could even make trades. Like if you're following those heat maps, say round four, you made an offer to a league mate for, let's say Dane Swan starts playing more forward.
Yep.
Those are things that can happen. It's a really tough one, but I feel like, it sounds like these guys have been playing for a few years. I think it's pretty tough to change rules when you're about to head into a season. I think it's probably going to be harder. If you said to me, if I was the Montagna owner, you're like, well,
I'm not giving him up.
I'm not giving him up. Well, it feels like you're shifting the goalposts a little bit on me.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but it was a really interesting question, and I really like the keeper league idea with one player after pick 100.
Yeah, for sure. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
And please do send us a question. We will read them out. We will respond to you on Facebook and Twitter, and we will be setting up a mailbag once the season starts as well. So please do keep on sending us a question.
So sounds like we got a massive episode in store, Jono. What are we doing?
We are having a live mock draft.
Woo!
We're starting off with fantasy because the Supercoach ones don't start till next week.
Yeah, so Fantasy Elite, AFL Fantasy Elite.
Yep. So we will do a Supercoach one later on, but starting off with fantasy. What format are we going with, Steve?
We're playing in a 10-man or 10-player league, and 22 players a side.
Yep.
With double rucks.
Interesting.
I'm not a big... Well, actually, I should say I've had success with double rucks in the past, but it's not a league format that I particularly like.
No, because it dilutes the pool very quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, you really got to go ruck heavy early, but Supercoach obviously allows you to have the 5-7-1-5 format.
Yep.
Ultimate, you can pick your own. But if you wanted to play in the bigger squads in Fantasy Elite, you got to play the dual ruck. But we had a great response to the AFL Fantasy show. So yep. we thought we'd roll this one out.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And during the draft, we'll make our observations of, who's going where and when. So you can help you formulate your own draft for whenever you have it.
Yeah.
All right, we are just starting our draft now, and it turns out we have got pick one. Happy days.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think that's right. The clock hasn't started yet. We're just waiting for it to load. Oh, no, wait. No, sorry. We're number... There it is. There's the order. One, two, three.
We have pick four, actually.
Okay, so we've got pick four. That's interesting. So
g'day to the Tigers 69, Semaphore Supers, Jordan's Legends, Toot Toot, Muzz King 17.
Well, yeah, we say it's a mock draft, but we actually had joined a league.
Yeah, we had to join a league. So
yeah.
Hopefully these guys are listeners.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. So the draft started. Round one, pick. Who went first? Jack Stephen went pick one. That's good for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're looking to go ruck. Like, if we can get a gun ruck early in a two ruck league, that's super for us. Did we both have Steph Martin first?
I had him as my number one ruckman. But,
Yeah. Okay,
so pick two.
Maybe this person's not here. God damn, man, this is one thing I hate about online drafting. If you can find a league where
everyone's on time,
you get together and do it like in person, it's so much more fun than this online garbage.
So they're going to get the next...
Well, they'll get whoever's next. Who went? Who'd they choose?
They got Luke Hodge.
Luke Hodge. Well, that's good for us as well. So we're going to either get Steph Martin or
Todd Goldstein.
That's fantastic. I mean, I guess here you could also choose Rockliffe or Ablett if you felt like it. But I feel like in the two ruck format, I'd rather get one of the rucks who's going to set us apart.
Yeah.
So it looks like maybe there's a few people not here.
It would seem so.
That's going to leave us a lot of spare time. Man, if you're not going to be here, just at least click auto pick and then it'll stream through for us pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is definitely the downside of
live drafting.
Well, of online drafting. Online drafting. I'd say, you know, with people you don't know. It's so much more fun with people you know. Who'd they go?
Scott Pendlebury.
Man, we can have Steph Martin.
Steph Martin? I think so.
Boom.
Bench or ruck, Steve?
I think he'll play ruck.
I think he will.
Okay, so that feels great for us. We've got our first pick in the bank. And, that's... I had Steph Martin number one overall anyway, so...
And he was my number one ruckman at pick two, so happy days there.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess the people would say, you know, we could have gone Rockliffe, blah, blah, blah. I feel like Steph Martin's the safer pick and it's going to set us apart even further.
So it's interesting with Luke Hodge going so early.
It's average, you know.
Are they average chasing there?
Well, maybe. I mean, the thing is, Steph Martin and Goldstein had the best averages.
Yeah, I mean, and Luke Hodge had his best year fantasy-wise last year.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these guys are just obviously on auto-draft, so it's kind of disappointing, really. We've set it up and, you know, 7 o'clock, we're doing it 7 o'clock Monday night. It felt like a good time to do it. Like, people would be home from work or school or whatever they were doing.
And ready to go.
But anyway. So pick five's on the clock. So we've seen... three midfielders go before our pick. That's going to leave some great positional variance.
Jordan Lewis has gone.
So Jordan Lewis, okay. So that's another good midfielder. But, I mean, Ablett and Rocky are still there for us.
Yeah.
So these guys are obviously on auto draft.
Yep.
Disappointment.
Very disappointing.
Anyway, but, I mean, you know, this will be interesting. I mean, if people are playing an online league, you know, this is probably something they'll face. They're going to get some great positional variance, but on the other side, like, the auto draft might set up just to grab mids.
Yeah.
So you might find yourself finding the mid pool pretty thin if you go, hey, I'm going to get ruck, I'm going to get gun forward, or I'm going to get a gun defender. So I guess it's a bit of a Muzz King 70. God damn, really? Do we join a league with these people? They join a league with us.
They joined our league. Yeah. And Dan Hannabury at pick number six.
Yeah, no.
Pick number six, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Not a bad pick if it's on auto draft.
Well, I think it's a terrible pick because Rocky and Ablett... Okay, so Todd Goldstein's gone. Someone's actually here.
Thank you, Hammers, what, 1992?
I think that's a great pick. I think Todd Goldstein at pick seven's... fantastic value.
Yep.
Rocky and Ablett are still there. So I can't imagine they're going to make it back to us, though.
No, I couldn't say it. No
way. I mean, even if these guys are on auto... Well, maybe if they're on auto draft, maybe.
Yeah, it's throwing up some weird picks. You would have thought I suppose Rockcliffe and Abbott would have been down because they were injured last year. They missed a lot of games. That's why they're picking these other
guys. Well, that's an interesting thing about auto draft is that you're going off the averages and, you know, you see some quality guys slide.
Like, in a normal draft, Abbott and Rockcliffe are top 5-6 picks. For sure.
Well, if I was playing in a dual position league, they might not be, but Rockcliffe, yeah, you know, if I was a one ruck league, I'd go Rockcliffe number 2.
Yeah. Especially we've seen him average 138.
Who went then?
Dane Swan.
Dane Swan's a myth. I don't mind that, but not in front of Rocky and
Ablett.
Yeah, Ablett. Meaning, you know, if Dane Swan gets the position change like we assume he will, That's pretty handy.
So I'm having a... I reckon if it's on auto draft, I think Lee Montagna's going next.
Yeah, well, I actually did a... I did a draft, and there was a few people there beforehand, and I got Goldstein... I had pick 5. I got Goldstein in the first round, and I got Montagna all the way back in the second round.
Second round.
And then I was still able to get Blixarves in the third.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, like, there was sort of that... Like, there's tears in my ruck. There's Steph Martin and Goldstein are clearly number 1 and 2, and they're in front of your Jacobs, Blixarves, sort of... Yeah, I mean, there was a couple guys Manford, in that.
Gorn.
Yeah, well, I got them in front of... Well, actually, I kind of like Max Gorn a little bit. But, yeah, with those guys...
And surprise, surprise, Montagna has gone again. So, it looks like they're just going whoever the next best average is. Yeah, the list on auto draft.
So they're on auto draft. That's okay. Well,
except for the other guy.
The only bad part is that's going to be boring for our listeners because we've got a minute between selections.
Yeah, and we can tell you who everyone's going to get.
Josh P. Kennedy will be next up, apparently,
for Cooper's buddies.
So we might even... Man, if,
we're going to get Rocky and
Ablett. If we see Rockcliffe on the way back in the second round, this is just...
Well, there he is, so we will get him because he's...
Oh, well, no, not necessarily, because we've clearly got a person who's here.
Yeah, but we're ahead of him.
No, we're not. Not on the way back.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So we will get either Ablett or...
Josh P. Kennedy. God damn. So one thing also that's annoying, this is like I find with draft league is I like playing, like we got our 10-man league, that's our format for our league of record, myself and Jono, and you have to choose either just a minor premier who wins the league or an 8-man final series.
There's been some interesting debate over a couple of beers about that one.
let's change that, guys, like league format.
Anyone at the Herald Sun who listens to this, 4-man, 6-man, you don't want 3/4 of the league, or even more.
It's 80% of the league. 80%
of the league if you're in a 10-man playing finals. It's ridiculous. You don't do that in the AFL.
I don't understand how hard it is to make that an option for players.
So it looks like we'll probably see David Armitage go. Pick 11. And no, Patrick Dangerfield. Ooh, maybe he logged on late. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he logged on late. Or maybe he set a first few rounds.
Yeah.
Okay, so Patrick Dangerfield's gone, which...
Bit high, for, I would think.
Yeah.
Especially with Rockcliffe and Ablett still there.
Well, that's the crazy part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why is that happening?
Maybe he's just logged on and he's...
A Geelong fan.
A Geelong fan. Or a Danger fan.
Yeah. So, what are we, 5 away, 6 away? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So,
6 away.
So, we're either going to get, sort of looking at Armitage, Mitchell, Mundy, it says 5. Rockcliffe, Ablett. If these guys are drafting
Tom Mitchell,
on...
Mitchell, or did he go?
Tom Mitchell. No, Tom Mitchell's still there. Dustin Martin's just gone.
Another interesting pick.
Well, I don't mind that.
It's a good pick.
That's not horrible. I mean, I had Dustin Martin like 7th overall.
Well, I had him 8th, I suppose, so.
I mean, that's fine, but I mean, I still got Rocky and Ablett in front of him. Did Pendles go?
Yep.
Pendles went. Yeah, okay, that's not horrible. So we are 5 picks away, I think. So we're still in the ballpark for... Did Goldstein go?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so... So Martin's gone, Goldstein's gone, Pendlebury's gone, Montagna's gone, Dustin Martin's gone, Lewis gone, Swan, JPK. Okay, so Hennebury's gone, Jack Stevens gone.
Luke Hodge.
Luke, you know what? He's not even in my top 30.
Yeah, not mine either. Luke Dalhouse.
Yeah, okay, Luke Dalhouse. That's fair enough. Good forward pick.
Yep, number 14 on mine.
Gary Ablett is gone.
Okay, so people look like they're logging in now, so... Thank you.
Okay, so that's pick 14. So how many away are we?
2, I would say.
2 picks. Or
no, 3.
No, no, 2. 2, and then it's us.
Yep.
So I've still got Rockliffe. I've still got Rockliffe on the board.
Rockliffe's still available. Loving that. Come on, Liberty Bell.
Okay, so what happens if Rockliffe goes in the next 2 picks? I've got Mitchell and Boyd as my next 2.
Yeah, I've got Mitchell and Boyd as well.
So what do you think we do there? Like we've seen just pure mids going. It defender. Feels like. Well, I mean, we haven't seen any defenders go yet.
No, let's maybe start a defender rush.
Well, maybe. I mean, we've got Dustin Martin and Dalhouse are the forwards that have gone.
And Montagna.
So, who else is a forward is still available? Deledio,
yeah.
I don't really. Oh, Deledio's
just gone.
Oh man, we are 1 pick away from Rockliffe.
Come on, Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
We're two Liberty Bells. We just need that one more.
So, yeah, I wouldn't mind getting Boyd. I feel like there's
a lot of value there. Yeah, he might miss. He's going to miss.
I mean,
look. Games.
I mean, all these guys are choosing forwards, so.
Let's start something different.
I'm all about it. Like,
then we can get maybe get that Jared McVay on the turn.
Well, I don't have any other forwards in my top 30.
I've got Nick Riewoldt.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. But, I mean, yeah, that's interesting. In the other draft, actually, Nick Riewoldt was the first forward that went. I got Montagna. All like, there was 6 forwards going the second round.
And there goes Nick Riewoldt.
Oh, man. We're going to get Rockliffe.
Can
we get him? Is that...
Yeah.
Do you agree with me that we should get Tom Rockliffe at this point?
If you... This is unheard
Just
of.
Click it.
I'm in shock, people.
Okay, so we've got... Those are my 1 and 2 overall, and we've just got them both.
And they're my 1 and 2 overall as well.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Well...
We may yet get Boyd back in the third round. The other thing here is there's only 2 rucks have been chosen. We could...
potentially steal another one?
Well, we could, because it's a 2-ruck league. And, I mean, there's a big gap between these 100 averaging rucks like your Jacobs and your Blixards.
Well, Blixards would be your next best,
yeah,
wouldn't they?
I mean, look at the gap between... sorry, those are my forwards.
No, they're your rucks.
Oh, my rucks. Look at the gap between Blixarves and Jacobs. So that's 96, 97 to who are our 5th and 6th gone. They're like 92. So, I mean, that's a 5-point jump.
That's massive.
So that's pretty big. The only thing is, do we, you know, we've got 1. Do we want to maybe sit back and take a flyer on a later round guy like a Tippett or a Mumford? Or do we want to go defender? I mean, it sort of comes...
Michael Barlow.
So there's another great forward pick gone.
That's a good pick,
yep.
I was actually going to mention Barlow if you wanted to go him, but...
Oh, man, we can't pass off Tom Rockliffe.
No. On the way back, okay.
Yeah, I got no problems with that. But, I mean, it sort of goes away from my board too much, I feel, if we're going to do that.
See, with Matthew Boyd still available,
I'm quite happy
to roll the dice on that. And...
Yeah, I'm quite happy to take Matthew Boyd. Although, yeah, well, now we've got a midfielder. It's probably less of an issue to choose him. But I get the feeling like this guy on the turn is going to have to choose at least a position player.
Yeah.
And I think guys are going to have to start choosing rucks. once it goes past us again.
Yeah, and then that opens us up.
Yeah, back for the defenders and mids and...
Jack Gunston.
Well, that's a horrible pick.
Very horrible.
See, that seems like reaching on a forward because other guys have chosen forwards. I'd rather choose the top defender.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah, you had your pick at what? Boyd, Mundy, Heath Shaw, if you wanted him as well.
Mitchell, McVeigh,
yeah.
Bartel, Pritis, Beams. That's
And your Smokey, Mitch Robinson.
That's your Smokey.
Yeah. I know you're hiring him too.
Yeah, I know, but not as high as you.
No.
Yeah, so there's some interesting picks going down. Maybe these guys aren't on auto draft like we suspected. But certainly there were some... Like, I mean, let's be honest, getting...
So this is a semi-forward rush. People are just panicking and starting to get some forwards.
Well, I saw...
Harley Bunnell.
Yeah, see, I saw this in the other league as well. The second round was just rife with forwards. There were six forwards chosen in the second round.
Okay.
So, Jared McVeigh, defender. Matthew Boyd, defender.
Okay.
Okay, so...
It's out. We're on the clock now. Heath Shaw is gone as well.
Heath Shaw, McVeigh...
And Boyd, all gone.
Boyd. So we can choose... I've got Tom Mitchell is next on my board. I've also got Bartel quite high. I know you're not on Bartel as much as
I
am.
I've Tom Mitchell number 10. I'm happy with that. I've also got Mundy. Oh, no. Did Mundy go?
Mundy's not gone. Yeah. I don't have Mundy as high as you do.
I've got Mitchell and Mundy, so...
The only other thing we could do is choose a ruck, which would really crush them in terms of rucks.
Yeah, because there's still plenty of quality midfield, so... Let's go a ruck.
Do we want to go? Well, I mean, I'd still like to take Bartel.
Jimmy?
Yeah, I'd really like Bartel. I think this is a really good spot for him.
Okay, we got.
Well, it's probably a bit early, but I mean, it's the third round.
Where is he?
It's either him or Mitchell for me.
Oh, we'll get Mitchell. He's at the top here. Because then I reckon we can get him on the turn.
Better click quick for 1 second. Did we get him? Oh, you missed it. We got Mitch Robinson.
Oh, Corey Enright.
Ethan.
Who the hell is Ethan Hughes?
He played one game and he averaged massive.
Well, it looks like people are still here.
Okay, so we've got a forward. Just check that he's in the forwards. We've lost Corey Enright, so the next... Well, we might... Oh, man, that's disappointing.
Yeah, Mitch Robinson's in our forward line.
No, it's not... It's not great. It's not the end of the world.
Has Fife gone yet? No, Fife hasn't gone yet.
Well, why would Fife go?
No.
Even Ross the Boss was like, he's going to play 50-50. Ethan Hughes. That's one thing you're going to see in auto drafts. Ethan Hughes is going to go high because he played one game, played the entire game, 100% of the game, and scored like 80. Well, he scored high, whatever he got.
Okay.
So he scores right up there. David Mundy.
Jimmy Bartel.
Jimmy Bartel. Jono. Jensch.
Good luck with that, pal.
Nat 5. Damn it.
Jack McRae. Mark Blixavs.
God damn it. Well, that's fair enough.
Sam Jacobs.
Yeah, there's going to be a ruck rush.
There's
now,
a ruck
I
rush
promise.
Now, so...
Yeah.
We can get Tom Mitchell, I would think.
Yeah, well, Tom Mitchell's my 11th. No, my 12th overall. He's still sitting there. Goddamn Mitch Robinson. We got two lines in our team. That's more disappointing than anything.
We got three. We got Rockley.
Oh,
Martin,
yeah.
And-
oh, man. Oh, goddammit.
All right, keep away.
So much
Rory
for
Sloan, Shane Mumford.
Mumford.
Tom Mitchell, we going?
Max Gorn's gone.
Max Gorn.
Yeah, go Tom Mitchell. I felt like that was a pretty easy pick. Brody Grundy, oh man. That's
like,
Nick Nat's gone. Oh man, these guys are just burning.
So we're going to get an easy pick here. Like, we can go another defender or...
I've got, my next up is Pritis.
Armitage gone.
Yeah, Armitage was gone.
No, he just went.
Oh,
there.
He just went. Gaff.
Gaff.
Trelaw. So we're up again.
We're up again.
I've got Pritis, Beams, Simpson as my next three.
I've got Alice, Ebert, Sam Mitchell. But I'm happy with Pritis. He's my next one after that, so we'll go Pritis.
Okay, so wait. We don't have a defender yet.
Don't we?
No.
Quickly, who do we want?
Oh, go Pritis. Go Pritis. That's fine. And I mean, look, this is going to leave us a bit thin at the positions, but we've got some really good midfielders. We've got three captain options really there.
Yeah.
Plus the arguably the best ruckman.
Yeah.
So
we're pretty set now. Now we can just play a bit of positional. And
yeah, I feel like this is a great spot to be in because other guys are going to be choosing these mids in this 100 average range as their, you know, second mid. So we're still going to scoop up these. You know, we haven't seen Zorko go. Can you just scoop down a bit because I can't see the players?
Oh, sorry.
We're going to get the Zorkos.
Dylan Shield, Danny Beans. Yeah,
see, these are all just mids who are all 100 mids. So whilst we might have lost out on the... oh, there's Tippett. That's an interesting pick.
That's a good pick. Lance Franklin.
So these are just 100 mids for mine. Like, it feels like... Zach Merritt. See, Zorko's still on the board. I feel like that's...
There he goes.
But Cade Simpson's still...
I was thinking Cade Simpson as a defender. Don't like him being an ageist and all that, but... still take him.
But I saw the news, he's running as good as ever.
Yeah, I did hear that.
That's Robbie Gray. Yeah.
Stevie Motlop. Westhoff just went.
Yeah, okay. Let's get Cade Simpson. I think that's a fantastic pick.
There he is. Cade Simpson.
He's just so reliable.
He doesn't miss.
Never misses, just kills it, just racks up those outside possessions. So if he's our first defender, then Tom Bell. Geez, there's a lot of forwards going.
Tom Bell, Tom Lynch, which one?
Well, probably the good one.
Rory Laird.
Yeah. Basha.
Basha.
It's our pick. Josh Gibson just went as a defender.
Josh Gibson.
Okay. My next defender would be...
Did Zorko go?
Yeah, Zorko's gone. Cole Jasny's still there.
KK, 84 average, I like it.
It's not a bad pick. I mean, all the really good forwards are gone. I mean, what are the mids that are left?
We've got Alice, Ebert, Sam Mitchell, Callum Ward still there.
Yeah, I got Ward pretty high. But I got... Oh, so we took Simpson.
Cole Jasny.
Yeah, why not? Let's go KK. You're pretty high on him.
Yeah. And you're pretty high on Simpson, so...
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. We got our defense. We got some great defense picks there.
So we can probably go maybe another mid or forward.
Well, is Lachie Neal still around?
Yep.
Man, I really like Lachie Neal. Is Callum Ward... Wait, did Callum Ward go?
Nope, not yet.
I got Neal and...
There is Lachie Neal's right there. And Brad Ebert.
See, I got Neal and Ward as my...
Grant Birchall, Sam Doherty, Luke Parker's gone, Dylan Roberton, Andrew Mackie.
See, it's just starting to fill out the positions. Nathan Vardy. God damn.
Ooh.
This is auto draft, please, P. Otherwise, we're in the worst league of all time.
Matthew Lobe. That's a good pick. Cruz.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can snatch Lachie Neal. Ivan Marek.
Yeah, see, all these, like, this is the thing with this auto draft or whatever it is. I don't know, man. This can't be real. So you're just going to get... I mean, look, at Taylor Adams is still there, for God's sake.
Man, he's going to be good this
year. But I still like Lachie Neal. I reckon Lachie Neal's going to smash.
Yeah, he's the accumulator. He'll get his 30-odd possessions each game.
Not that Taylor Adams isn't. But we could probably get Taylor Adams on the way back.
Yeah. One bloke who I can see there, Liam Picken. Oh, avoid.
Yeah.
Brendan Goddard, I do like him as a... We might be able to get him a bit later if we're looking for that low-end midfielder we want to fill out our team.
Oh, I think because we've only got two more... We've got three more midfielders to choose.
Yeah. How many more forwards do we need?
Well, four.
Four forwards, okay.
So we might have to grab some guys with a little bit of upside there.
Jared Ruffhead just went, not read a newspaper, buddy?
That's an interesting choice.
Sean McKernan, Big Boy McAvoy gone. So who are you liking there in a forward? Sam Gray?
Oh, look, I think these guys
are all... We'll get him
later. Oh, you know who's a great pick right now?
Who?
Toby Green.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Look, Toby Green's one of those guys who's going to slip through the cracks. He's going to average a lot more.
There he is.
There he is.
Come on, computer, let me up. Toby Green selected. Forward?
Yeah.
As a forward.
So that feels like a great pick with a lot of upside. And that's what happens.
Callum Sinclair just went. Tom Nipples just went.
Tommy Nipples. See, a lot of these guys, they're going to slide in your draft. There's going to be a position rush. Like we mentioned in the strategy show with Jono, it was one of the points you brought up. Often someone choosing a player can bring about a position rush.
Yep.
Well,
it's our pick again. Who just went? Taylor Adams is gone. Brad Ebert's gone. Lockie Neal's gone.
Is Callum Ward still there?
Callum Ward is still there.
Grab him.
I'm grabbing him.
Yeah. So Jono brought up that a lot of these guys can go in a position rush, like you see a forward go. So like we saw in the second round here, there was seven forwards went.
Yep. Liam Picken. Ooh, horrible choice, buddy.
So go different. Like grab a gun, like a top tier guy in defense, or grab a top tier guy in midfield, or something like that. Separate. But then when you come back, you got to look for the guys who are going to outperform their draft value. You can't look for those safer guys.
Yeah, that's right.
So Toby Green's certainly going to outperform his value. Alan Christensen's another guy we can probably grab at this point.
Do we want four Brisbane players?
Oh, my God.
Scotty Thompson.
Did Stevie Motlop go?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
Brandon Ellis is still there?
No, he went. Oh, he went ages ago.
Okay, I didn't see that.
So what do we get? We got one, two...
We need another ruck, two midfielders,
three. No, I'm just trying to work out how many of our top 30 we actually got.
Yo and Shields went. Mark Murphy's gone. Stevie J.
Yeah.
That's not a bad pick.
Yeah.
Joel Selwood's still yet to be...
Oh, just for our mate, Liam Shields is gone. So...
That was in the 10th round.
That was in the 10th... Yeah, 10th round, so... Shields is gone.
Devin Smith, Sean Higgins, Chris Mayne. Joel Selwood's still there. Very interesting.
Yeah, well, he's got those issues, doesn't he?
Yeah, but Jared Ruffhead's gone.
Dion Prestia is still there.
Yeah, Prestia.
Is Christensen still there? I'm kind of high on Christensen.
I have not seen him go.
Tommy Bell will have gone.
Bell's gone.
Billings?
I have not seen him go. There's some value right there.
Yeah.
If he stays fit.
Well, if you stay... Yeah, well, it's pretty of a key, isn't it? Our defense... So we've got two in each category. We still haven't got a second ruck.
We need that second ruck.
Well, do we grab it or do we... I think we just wait. I think we just wait it out.
Wait it out.
Because, I mean, there's going to be a lot of these guys who are...
They're all in that same basket sort of now.
Yeah, really. And we can probably just find someone who's got the best upside...
Would you look at getting maybe a Ben McGlynn or a Craig Bird?
Ben McGlynn just went.
Oh, well, there you go, Ben McGlynn. Josh, JJ Kennedy, Bob Murphy went.
Man, if Christensen's still there, I had him ranked 14 for a forward. We're certainly gone way past that. I really feel like that's a great pick.
Alan Christensen is still there.
Oh, man, come on. Tell me you're going past it.
Am I going past it? No, I'll pick him.
Yeah.
Unless you want Chris Dawes.
I saw Christian Salem pop up. I'd take Christian Salem at some point. Yeah. I mean, not here, but...
In a couple of rounds, maybe. A couple of late rounds.
Yeah, maybe he's a late rounder.
As your fifth or your last defender there. It's not a horrible pick. Lacroix, Billings are just gone.
Taylor Walker. Because you want to choose key forwards, guys.
Yeah, they're going to get you nowhere.
Tom McDonald. Someone tells them horrible.
No.
In Dream Team.
Matt Suckling?
Yeah. Dual position. Tom Langdon. Yeah.
That's not horrible. Our pick, we're up. Do we want that?
No, we'll get rid of the Chris format thing. So who have we still got on the
We still card? Need four defenders. I've got...
Treloar's gone. Sidebottom's gone.
Is Ebert gone? Brad Ebert.
Well, Joel Selwood is still there. Not that he's a great Dream Team player, but...
He has... What about old man Thompson?
He's usually pretty good Dream Team player.
Yeah.
Just trying to look.
Boak's still there.
Yeah, if you wanted to roll the dice with any of those guys, like Selwood or Thompson.
Well, I don't want Thompson. At least I know... Selwood. I don't want Selwood. At least I know Thompson's on the park.
Yeah.
So now we'll probably look into grab another defender, I would say.
Well, what's our value like? What's our draft position? What's our value like? That's our big question. Because we're really starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel in terms of forwards.
Matthew Broadbent, Jamie McMillan.
Sam Gray's still available in our forwards. It feels like...
Boomer's gone. Taylor Gervais is gone.
Jesus.
Clancy Pearce is gone.
So Doherty was gone. Clancy Pearce.
Marcus Bontempelli. That's a good late pick. That's in the 12th round.
Yeah, but he's not a Dream Team player.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Drew Petrie. There goes Selwood. Jack Redden.
These guys are all same. I could get interested in Matt Rosa.
Hamish Hartley just went. Is Birchall gone?
Yeah. It's our pick, by the way.
Yeah. So
Ollie Wines is still there.
Do you want to round out our mids?
No, not particularly.
No.
Defender,
who do we want?
I'd roll the dice with Rosa at this point.
Okay, Matty Rosa. There he is. And he's dual position too, so...
Yeah, I think, at that team, he's going to average pretty well. Plus, as our third defender, Man, we've got a lot of Brisbane, Queensland players in our team. That can't be good.
It can't be good. Kieran Jack's still there. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, are you high on him?
Not really.
No, exactly.
McGovern's still there.
Yeah, and he can stay there.
I think he will. He wants to play ruck. You're not going to take Nick next spot. Come on, dude.
Patrick Cripps would ruck all over him.
Cameron Jack. Here we are up again. We need a forward or another defender.
There's not too much I like on our board for defenders. Maybe...
Dane Rampey.
Jamie McMillan's in there.
He's gone.
Oh, is he?
Michael Johnson?
Shannon. Oh, God, he's so injury prone.
Mackie's gone. Who do we go?
Is Nathan Jones still there?
Yep.
Get him.
Where did he go? No, Bernie. I did just see him.
Oh, well, you're going to have to choose someone. You got 10 seconds left.
Yeah, there he is.
I'm kind of high on Nathan Jones this year. I think he's...
Come on.
You ever clicked a mouse before?
It is.
Slow. We're going to miss him. We've missed him. Who have we got?
Jonathan Jones.
There's only one problem with this show, Jono.
It's the internet. It's not the computer's fault. It's a brand new freaking laptop. It's just the internet slowed down. That's all.
The only problem with this show is it's a clean show.
Did I just swear?
No, because what I want to say is not clean, man. Trent Cotchin just went. Marley Williams. That's a pretty good pick.
It is. I thought he'd already gone.
Sean Burgoyne just went. Man, we are really going to scrape the bottom of the barrel. Get Sam Gray. Just do that.
Yeah.
Although Nathan Jones is still there.
I don't think...
Who is our next rock? Jonathan Giles. Man, we're going to just drop him like...
Oh, what's that? Waivers are open?
Yeah.
Free agency?
Oh, God. Sam Gray.
Come on down.
We got him. We got him, boom. People. So our back line at this point is looking like Cade Simpson, Cade... We got two Cades. Cade Collar-Jasny.
KK.
Matt Rosa. skim down. We got Tom Rockliffe in the mids, Tom Mitchell in the mids, Matt Prittis in the mids, Callan Ward and old man Scott Thompson. We got Stephen Martin. We got Jonathan Giles, who doesn't have a photo, which is that really sums up Jonathan Giles.
That's not a good sign.
Oh, it's our pick. We got
Jack Viney.
Oh man, I wouldn't. Oh yeah, there's probably better, but
Nathan Jones.
Well, Nathan Jones is still there. Cripps is still there.
Your boy Cripps. I'm happy to pick him for you. If you want him, I'll pick him for you.
How can you hate Cripps?
I don't hate
that
him.
That dude's a beast. I'd rather Cripps.
You want Cripps?
I'd rather the upside.
Okay. We'll take Cripps for you. Considering I've stuffed up the last pick.
Well, and the other one as well. And I'm not going to let you forget that. Jamie Elliott, Jack Grimes. Jack Grimes even going to play? Sorry, we hadn't scanned through our forwards still. We still hadn't gone through the forwards for the guys, for the listeners.
It's hard when everything's going at once with the internet.
Yeah. Oh, there's your boy, Jason Johannesson. So our forwards are Mitch Robinson, Toby Green, Alan Christensen, Sam Gray. Man, that's a pretty good forward line.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Daniel Rich.
Travis Varco. Daniel Rich, yeah. Probably.
Travis Varco. Yeah, well, he's not... Oh, Aaron Hall. Ah, God. I was really looking at that.
We are up next on the pick, so we need a forward or a defender.
Have we got all our mids?
We certainly do.
Oh, God. No, I don't know. Is there any forwards you're keen on?
J-Roo? Yeah, but,
no, he's gone.
J-Roo went, did he?
Yeah.
Really scraping.
Lacroix.
No, I saw him go.
Oh. Billings
gone.
20.
Oh, I wish Lockie Hunter was a forward.
Oh, tell me about it.
Shane Edwards.
Nah.
Jake Stringer. These are the sort of people we're going to be looking at. Mav Weller. 5 Supercoach stars.
Oh, Bruce. Give me Bruce.
Oh, there he is. Luke Bruce. Oh, yeah. Big upside there.
Yeah. You know, the two games that Ruffy missed last year. He kicked 7 goals between them. So, I mean, that's... And he doesn't miss, ever. Yeah, if you actually clicked it that little... No, try.
It's your internet. I'm blaming your internet. So we are filled up with forwards. So we're looking to finish off our defenders now.
Defenders, hey.
Ricky Henderson.
Okay, so Look, all the defenders we're going to get now are just basically crap.
Pretty much.
So, I'm not...
Marley Williams has gone, hasn't it?
Yeah, long time ago. Is Christian Salem still there?
Yep.
Can you scan back up, see who we got?
We've got Simpson, Colin Jasmine,
yeah, but you're
Matt
not at
Rose.
The top of the list. You can see the thing on the side. Or is that the top?
That's the top. Jeremy Howe's the next best defender where...
Well, Sheridan. I don't mind Sheridan. I think he's going to play mid a little bit more.
And
Salem or Sheridan.
Well, Ross Lyon's mentioning a lot of more people going through the midfield, but I like Christian Salem's upside.
I like the upside of Christian Salem as well.
Let's get him before someone else does.
Yeah, see, and right here, this is an interesting point of your draft, is we've still got a... bench, we've still got a defender spot, but really the defenders now, they're so similar and
so
crap.
Yeah,
I'd rather start loading up on lottery tickets on the bench in terms of midfielders, because realistically you could pick any defender out of a hat and it's all the same.
That is true. Pollock, how are you gonna bounce back from injury?
No. Maybe for Supercoach, not for Dream Team. No way.
So the next midfielders available, we've got Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd's not too bad.
Josh Kelly, Brad McKenzie, Nick Graham.
But I mean, there's still going to be guys like Brad Crouch.
Matt Crouch is there. Took Miller.
But I mean, is Brad Crouch still there?
I haven't seen him go.
Well, type in his name up at the top.
Right, down pick. Crouch. Let's have a look. Gone. Both Crouches are gone.
Hmm. disappointing.
20 seconds. Harry Cunningham, I reckon he's going to play that Jetta role up on the wing, but...
Oh, well, if we have to choose someone, choose...
Jack Watts?
Yeoman.
Is Yeoman still there? Oh, yeah. Love the Yeoman. Put on that muscle. We're going to play more mid-time.
Yeah. What about, who are the other guys? Who are the other injury guys, like Jaeger and Libba?
I haven't seen Libba. I don't think I've seen Libba go. Surely he's gone by now.
Well, you would think so. God damn, these interfaces are terrible in Australian.
Gone by the look of it.
You're not at the top.
Oh, no, Tom Liberatore. Thank you.
Yeah, give me some of that.
And you'll just hear a lot of people go...
Not a great dream team guy, but... There's your boy, Jack Viney.
Yeah.
You could take a shot on him.
Loving Jack Viney this year.
David Swallow's another interesting one. We know he got listed in defence before, but, you know, there's every chance that he get...
Oh, he just went.
He just went. Matthew Stokes. Come on, man. Jack Viney's still there.
I think we can wave goodbye to him pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Mark Hutchings. Who?
Is he forward or forward for West Coast?
Oh, yeah. Travis Cloak. No key forwards. Lyseth, Jared Witts.
Filling out their
ruck and benches.
Jack Viney's still there?
Beautiful.
Jack Viney's still there. Oh, my God. Imagine if he plays, if he gets let off the chain. We've got 105 mid off on the bench.
That's a steal in the 20th round, people.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Lockie Whitfield's still there.
Yeah, I don't like him for this. He's just so outside.
These sort of midfielders are all pretty much same.
Yeah, you're hoping to strike pay dirt.
Ryan Griffin's still there.
Yeah, but he's not a great dream teamer anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
He had a crap year last year. We still need a defender. Look, if you wanted to choose Ryan Griffin, I'm not against it.
Zaharakis?
Nah.
No?
Oh!
Gonna be carrying the mid.
Yeah, he has gone 96 before. I'm not against that.
And we get a defender.
So we'll just find any old defender here. I don't really care. Just find someone who's going to play.
The next best playing one, I would imagine. Taylor Hunt, by the look of it, seems.
Oh, no. He's not going to play.
Oh, no.
Lyndon Dunn. Oh, my God. Tommy Sheridan's still there.
He is, too. Oh, we'll grab him.
Yeah.
Jeremy Cameron's gone. Sherrod Wellingham. Levi Greenwood.
Actually, you know who's... might still be there is Mark Bagley.
Didn't he get rubbed out?
No.
No?
No, he's like vice captain.
Oh.
He's generally around an 80 player. I don't know. So you could choose the upside of... Oh, no, he's gone.
Is he a defender?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, well, you know, Tommy Sheridan's got some big upside.
Kobe Stevens, Jack Martin, Zach Smith, Will Minson. Is Will Minson even going to get a game?
God, I hope not.
Tommy Sheridan, welcome to the Fizz Bangers.
Is that filling up our team?
Must be very close. 22, I'd say we got two bench players to fill.
No, that should be it. We chose bench, didn't we, first? We filled the bench before we chose the defender.
Was it three bench?
So four bench.
Defenders filled, midfield.
That's it.
Okay.
So this is our team, including Jono's rancid
two picks,
computer operation abilities.
And Steve's horrible internet.
Hey, it's the studio's horrible internet. It's not my horrible internet. So our defensive line is... Cade Simpson, Cade Kolarzny, Matt Rosa, Christian Salem, Tommy Sheridan.
Our midfield line.
Well, how do you feel about the defensive line? I feel like it's probably our weakest.
Let's have a look at the forwards. Yeah, very definitely our weakest. But having said that, we've got some quality picks there on the bench.
There's some big upside, though, in the defence, I think, as well. Like, I can see KK going up. I can see Rosa, certainly. We know he can average well.
Yep.
Salem, we see a lot of upside. Sheridan, we see a lot of upside.
And also, if these guys do get off the chain, then we can sell them at a high price for another player that we want.
Cost is nothing to cut them if they don't work out.
That is true.
What's the midfielders, Jono?
Midfielders are Tommy Rockliffe, Tommy Mitchell, Matty Prittis, Callum Ward, Scott Thompson, and Patrick Cripps. I'd say that's pretty strong.
That's huge.
That's especially where we got Rockliffe in this.
In the second round. That's just ridiculous.
I don't see that happening in any draft.
No, I don't see that happening in any draft either. I don't even think you'll get Mitchell in the... What are we getting? Third round?
Third or fourth round.
Oh, because you screwed up that pick. Did you? Was that the third?
That
or
was
fourth?
The Mitch Robinson we got third pick.
Third pick. So we got Tom Mitchell in the fourth round.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. And Prittis, solid. Ward, solid. Scott Thompson, well, he's not going to... He's not going to cost you. And Patrick Cripps, who knows? Who knows?
Great unknown. So who have we got in the ruck, Steve?
Steph Martin. That's our big man, number one.
So we're just going to play a one-man ruck this year? And...
Well, we might have to mine some gold in the rocks. You know, there's still some rucks available. Tommy Nipples went.
Yep.
You know, is Leuenberger injured yet?
There's reports he's in the rehab group with an Achilles problem, which... spells red flags for me. Oh, yellow flags for me. So
yeah, that was probably one thing we missed. I think was getting that second ruck.
So we missed out on there. But our forwards, which I'm liking very much, Mitch Robinson, Toby Green, Alan Christensen, Sam Gray, Luke Bruce, all those mid forward types, love them.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. I'm really spewing about that John Giles. We didn't get that second ruck locked down. But what's the bench?
The bench we have. The Yo Man, Cam Ellis Yolman, Tom Liberatore, I'm surprised we got him that late, but Jack Viney, very big on, and David Zaharakis, who can go big.
So there's all sorts of potential there. We really rolled, like, they're all mids. We really rolled the dice on getting some quality upside because, I mean, look, if you have to cut forward a late end forward or defender,
yep.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal, guys.
You want a good nucleus of midfielders. To take you deep.
Like, absolutely.
Because they're the ones that are going to get injured the most, you would think.
Yep.
So it's good to have them sitting on the bench, and then when someone else's midfielder or, say, whatever position goes down, you can throw that bait out to them and try and screw them over in a good trade for yourself.
Yeah, the only other, you know what's interesting is we can still get a Geelong ruck. Like, let's say Zach Smith or...
Well, Vardy went,
but...
Blixar's went.
Yeah, but Zach Smith is still there. Reece Stanley's still there. So, you know, it's not like the ruck is barren.
No, it's not the end of the world. And, okay, someone took Will Minton. You got Roughhead. You got Campbell. So you got Zach Clark as well.
Well, Segler's still there. Segler's still there. So it's not the end of the world, guys. No.
So we'll wait and see how that pans out. But, yeah, pretty good team. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
All right, that just wraps up our live draft for this week. If you want to follow us on Twitter... head over there and follow us at The Draft Doctors. Head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Hit the like page or send us an email to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. Next week, we have got just our football predictions.
Actual football predictions.
Season proper predictions for what's coming up.
It's about to start, man.
Yeah, NAB Cup's 2 weeks away. So, yeah, we should have a bit of a chat.
No, wait. It'll be... Yeah, in 2 weeks, sorry. It'll be... It's next week. It's next week. Isn't it the 18th it's starting?
Yeah. That's it. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, it's 2 weeks from today.
Wait, it's Wednesday, Jono. Because people are getting this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's not.
We're just breaking the bubble. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah.